and pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana.
The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Yes, sir.
All of them, Brian Taylor.
Yes, sir.
Don Williams.
I remember them.
Yes, Lord.
But I would be up at the front channels line, Mark would be back there singing. And I used to always like to hear that. I said, that's something different. Because, you know, at that time, we used to hear backstabbers and smiling.
Yes, Lord. Yeah.
Temptations and all that. But Mark would be singing something else. I'd be saying, that's a, you know, you remember that, Mark?
Yes, sir.
That fourth grade class was something. It was. That fourth grade class. South Alexander down the other minute. Something for us, man. I said, here I was, a nobody.
It's all right.
Well, me and Marvin, both of us, we was crooked.
Yes, Lord.
But God took John.
Yes, come on now.
Yes, I'm not too educated as these brothers that came to college and got their masters and all that PhD, but I'm educated in Jesus.
Good on, that's all you need. That's all you need, that.
I heard that they were saying, Grimes, Grammars, Knights, and Grammar, in your Southern University. You hear that, Mother Mom?
Nah.
Southern University. Grammar in the country. But Southern is in the city. Amen. Everybody, they look at me, Chris. I ain't gonna do it. We thank our speakers for today. Let's get a hand up. I got one more service after this. Y'all know I'll be going. But what Marvin said, I'm on my way. And only what you do for Christ will last.
Amen.
And I'm not picking on grounds. We all on the radio, and I want everybody to hear that because we're on radio 80.1 right now. That's what I'm watching to make sure it's going through the radio airways. Terrence Grimes is still our boss. His spirit still lingers downtown.
Yes, sir.
I was in the office the other day, and me and Ricky Rashiel, he's a good man who's running for Marshall. He's here for Marshall. He's a good man. He will help me. I ain't gonna run with a crook. Mm-mm.
No.
Darkness and light don't have no dealings. We all in a problem. I'm saying I never run with a crook. But Grimes, your spirit still lingers in that office 27 years.
Yes, Lord.
And four of them, you was with me, and I always told you, whatever I tell you, now, Grimes, it'll come to pass. Did it come to pass today?
Yes, sir. Amen.
And then I'm going to say something else before I get in the sermon for about 5-10 minutes. Grimes, you may not know, you know I pray for you, but I don't call you and tell you, Grimes, I'm praying for you. I was praying for that devil to get out of his way, and he got out of his way.
All right.
Was one of the first one heard it before he heard it, but I just didn't call because the Bible says you pray in secret.
That's it. Come on.
See, when I get down on my knees, I don't just pray for myself. I pray for people, and that's why I like to stay behind and I like to talk to God all the time.
Man,
because I'm anchored in the Lord, and I can't fake this thing, Mark. You can't
come on, no, you can't. You can't do it.
Stop asking, because you got the answer, it's no. You just do what you got to do.
Yeah.
And it's preaching what?
The word of God.
Let's go to the 22nd chapter of Luke. Yeah, Terrence, you got a testimony. Yeah. See, let me tell you something. What the devil meant for evil, while y'all turn to Luke, God meant for good. And my mama always say, after every storm, there will be a rainbow. If you just keep your hands in God's unchanging hand and keep on trying, but trying to do what's right, you'll make it. I made it. I know I was something else down in New Orleans. I hear some people say from California, Knoxville, and here and there, but ain't nothing like the Bourbon Street of New Orleans. Ain't nothing like New Orleans. Everywhere I went, man, you gonna take me to Bourbon Street?
Right
look at my wife looking at me crazy. Yeah, I was a wreck. Yeah, New Orleans. That's the shit. I love New Orleans now. They crazy now. Matter of fact, they pass crazy. Just grind, you know. Luke chapter 20. If you can't come here, man, where else you can go? Man, I'm gonna sit up and tell you, it's all crazy. Thank God we keep good to us on sitting out here. God, the boss, a long way. We sitting up here looking like I'm a pop like I like. I'm sucking on some for the limit. Get on out my way.
All right.
so I can praise. Because y'all know the room. I'm going to praise him anyhow. I don't care what nobody says. I know where I come from. I ain't trying to be my brother. All I'm trying to do is be like you tonight. The moment folks say what you see is what you get. That's all I'm trying to do. I ain't trying. This ain't for no show. No. God is no show. I ain't got a show over there on the mall lot. Put that band and ball. Yeah, I know. But this ain't no show up here. This is for real. The souls of these old captains.
Go ahead on, Doc.
Yeah, time for no chucking and jabbing, man. They're going to pack that dirt in our face one day if the Lord don't come back.
That's it.
22.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, I know it's true. I don't care how fine and handsome you look.
Say that.
You're going to be bent over sooner or later. Yes. Now the feast of the unleavened bread drew nigh, which is called the Passover. The chief priests and the scribes saw how they might kill him,
man.
For they feared the people. Then entered into Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of 12. Four said, I'm going to strap down.
All right.
And he went his way and communed with the chief priests and the captain, how he might betray him unto them. Now drop down. 31. Luke chapter 22, 31.
Amen.
And the Lord said unto Simon, Simon, he said it twice, behold, Satan had desire to have you, that you may sift you as wheat.
Amen. Yes, sir.
But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And when thou art converted, strengthen your brother. I got a couple more verses. Hold on. Drop down to 42. Saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done.
Amen.
And there appeared unto an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly, as his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. You may be seated.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
My cup. Amen. I talked about that earlier this morning. Some of y'all were still asleep. I was hooping then. Serious. Let me tell you something. When you are anointed of God, God has you places where you don't want to be sometimes. Brother Marvin is anointed the same song. He go all over. I know he do. And the journey, you can't be lazy serving the Lord. You got to have a willing and a made up mind that, Lord, that wherever you use me to go, give me the strength. Because you're not going to have the strength all the time to do God's will. I know it's raining outside and I pull out some, but I know some of them remember that won't even come. Because so many people, if it just look like it's going to rain, they ain't coming anyway. I call them churchgoers. Amen. And truth is the lie. A born again Christian gonna go to church whether it's raining, shining, whatever it is, and they're not gonna come there and just sit down on their behind. They're gonna praise the Lord and they're gonna give God a gift. That's a Christian.
Oh, yeah.
My cup. We all got a cup to back.
Amen.
Amen. All of us in here got a cup to back. I don't care how much, what you say or what you wanna do about it. You all got a cup that we must back. And we're bearing it every day of our life. What I'm trying to say, Eugene, trials and tribulations come to us every day of our life. Now, let me put a whole station on there. Now, if it ain't coming to you and everything going right with you and then you ain't got no trials, you ain't been lied on, everybody ain't shaking your hand, everybody doing this, so you know what? You need to check yourself. Something wrong with that. Because Jesus said in St. John 16:33, he says, Brian, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. But in the world you will have trials and you will have tribulations. But be of good cheer. I have overcome. These brothers that got degrees, it wasn't easy for them to get no degrees. And if they said it was, well, they lying. Not so I know it wasn't easy for y'all. Y'all been lied on, talked about.
Right.
ridicule. Anything you've been trying to do positive, the devil always try to go back for. And my mama said, whatever you're doing, Kia Lam, this is for you. If you gonna be a shoeshine boy, you'll be the best shoeshine boy. Don't worry about you, somebody else doing a better job than you. If you work at a job, you do the best you can on it and be on time and say, Lord, give me strength. And watch God raise. He might be the manager one day. Might own the company. When you in God, sky's the limit anyway. I remember when I had Marvin one suit looked like a little fat dough ball. But God always take care of you because I had a cleaner's person that was clean for next week. Y'all hear me. And her shoes was crooked over. But the old folks said, let me tell you something. Whatever you got on, that don't make you. What makes you is your heart. And what's going to get you to the promised land one day, serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Now I can go to my closet and I can take the 30 minutes and I wear a black suit every Sunday and it ain't the same.
Come on, preacher.
And I'm not bragging. I'm trying to tell you the goodness of the Lord when you serve him in sincerity and in truth. Not just for vanity's sake, not for money's sake, but when you serve him, put your.
Well,
listen.
Well, yes, yeah.
Trying to tell you something. Yes, come to church. Yes, when you put God first, good God on earth. When you say, Lord, I'm going to pay my tithes now. I don't know how to pay my utility bill. I don't know how to pay my strong bill. But Lord, my tithes, I can pay. I'm going to pay them both. And watch God work.
Yes, he will.
You don't think he'll work?
Oh, yes, he will.
Man, God will move them people out your way. And when you get down there to the utility place, the people say, oh, you're already paid. See, in order for you to see some supernatural things in your life, you got to get hooked up and bound up with God. And God will show you some things that you won't even never come to. I see a lot of things. I see things sometimes. She say, Eugene, don't tell your wife. And we close. Me and my wife and the boy, where you at?
They ain't go over there. Look at him sitting over there.
That's my little partner that he carried my Bible for.
That's all right.
Yeah, that's my little partner. That's my son. Because I know one day, I hate to keep saying it like that, but one day I got to depart from him.
That's it. That's it.
And whatever structure you give in your child, whether it's good or bad, they're going to remember. And I'm trying to plant a seed that Marla said, I got a seed I plant in that child that when he get up some shine, he'll say, my dad.
Yes, sir.
Because if I don't plan, who else gonna plan?
Yes,
Satan will plan something else in. They'll be downtown doing 40 years. I don't want Eugene doing no 40 years.
Yes, sir.
I got on his butt yesterday up in Sweetville. What the name of that thing was? Well, I told him, I said, I would never found this back here. Because I ain't worried about all that. Let me tell you something. When you in the law, you don't worry about all that word and stuff. You don't want to say, you don't worry about all that old stuff there. I go to Kentucky Baptist Chicken and eat my little chicken. And guess what? My name up on the wall. You know what it is. You saw y'all saw y'all? Where they go last Sunday? And I said, my name up there. I pay for it if I want them. And if I don't want them, that's the goodness of God, man.
And
you're going to sit down there and come out and pray. Go you pray. There's too many of us getting up here preaching, and I'm on the radio right now. Faking and shaking. When people come to you and want prayer, you tell them to go get a half meal. What kind of stuff is there?
Real.
I'm real. Yeah, you looking at a real man up here. Because Marvin know where I've been.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But if nobody know, he know.
Yes, sir.
Boy, we were black. I don't know what. Boy, we were something else. But look what God has done to us.
Yes, sir. Oh, he can fix it.
He'll fix it. I know he'll fix it. And he'll open the door for you. But you got to trust him. And you got to pay. Don't steal from him either. Don't forget now, don't steal from him. Because he said, if any man, have any man involved me? He said, yeah, you involved me in my tithes. See, I ain't going to rob. Every Sunday I'm going to get tired. And my shop down there been raining for 2 weeks. But I still can get money in that place. Tell me God ain't good. Don't you tell me God ain't good.
Oh, he's good.
Jesus here.
He's good.
For 5 minutes. He's in agony. Mm-hmm. Because he knows this is a Wednesday and that Friday got to come.
Mm-hmm.
And he know that He had came to planet Earth to die for you and I.
All right.
I don't care what you say, that man died for you and I. He didn't have no sin. We was the one lost without a shepherd. We was the one that was caught up and was going straight to hell. But
Jesus,
the Son of the Living God, came down through 42 generations and said, Daddy, prepare me a bow. And I'll go down there. And I'll bring man and put it back into your hands. And the Bible says after 42 generations, here comes this little virgin woman in Luke chapter 1, 26. And the Bible said Gabriel was dispatched and sent out to that woman named Mary. A virgin woman, she was getting ready to be married to Joseph. But the Bible said God stepped in and had a conversation with her and say, thou art highly favored. Is it the Bible that we put it out there? You are highly favored. And the Bible says she began to talk to that angel and say, how can I have a baby and I ain't even? I know you're looking, look on, baby, because it's not me. Great is he that's in the world.
That's it.
Because I know one thing. God the one saved me from a pig called bread and hell. Save you too. Let me tell you something. One thing is good. Going to school is good. But ain't nothing like the school teachers. Because you're going to be set apart. And when you go to people, they're going to say, it's just something rhymes different about you. When they're trying to talk about prison, you will say, yes, but look at what God has done for. When they're trying to down them, you'll be lifting on them anyway. When they're trying to cross them out, you'll be blessing them. You'll say, son, it's just different about that man. Or about that woman. Jesus here began to come to planet Earth. I forgot what I'm talking about. I'm about to close. But the Bible said that Gabriel began to talk to that woman. And after the conversation was going on, she began to go tell her sister, come here, Elizabeth. And the Bible said, when she got close, Brother Marvin, to her sister, the baby leaped in the woman.
Come on now.
It's in your Bible, ain't
it?
It's in there if you ain't tore it out.
It's in there.
Huh? It's in there. Go to chapter 1 of Luke. Well, I'm at that 26th verse. Start reading right there. It's in there. Oh, it's in there. I know it's in there. Yeah, and the Bible said, the Bible said, and not me, but the Bible said, get them Gabriel back talking to Mary and telling Mary that this child name gonna be Jesus, the Son of the Living God, that's gonna save you and I from a pit called burning hell. I thank God this morning because he saved my soul. Turn my feet around. I thank God for my mouth. When I was high on that door, going back and forth to New York, going back and forth to Houston, mama would get down on her knees and say, Father, Father, look over my son, because he's blind and he's famous.
Oh,
ain't God good? I know he's a good man. But I try to tell you every day, you just don't understand. I come from people who are old fashioned, where they didn't have a lot of money.
Say it.
They didn't have a lot of food. But they had dignity and they had respect. That's why I'm up here today. Because I come from a Holy Ghost setting. We be sitting on a porch and sooner or later mama strap up a song with Marvin just praying. Son, I can't sing, but precious Lord, take my hand. And after a while, here come Miss Teresa come over here. And after a while, here come Miss Baldwin and all of them start coming. And sooner or later, they'll be having church on the porch. But I was sitting right there because whatever they were doing, it rubbed off. Amen. We're living in a time now that you're so disrespectful.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wish I could. Let me tell you something. Them old folks would have hung you up on the wall and burned your bus. Them old folks would have spit back in your eyes. Let me tell you something. Y'all young folks, y'all don't know how y'all about to make it. Because when I was coming up, you gonna say yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. You gonna say yes, sir. No, sir. You when they see you to the store with some change, you gonna bring the money back. I went the other day and get some money, some food for a pastor. Prevail, and I brought all the change back. I said, here, let it change because I was broke.
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. You ain't gonna get smart with
them.
You hear me? And I ain't picking on you. I'm gonna say it like it is. And I don't mean no harm. I'm telling you in love because I know you'd rather me to tell you than when you know somebody else tell you. Straighten your life up. Listen to what I'm trying to tell you. I ain't telling you nothing wrong. I done been there, baby. Got a t-shirt. I done been there. I know where that is. If you live in New Orleans 4 years, you something else. Atlanta, Georgia. Something else. Where they selling dope at. Y'all know about that. Don't look at me crazy. Some of y'all probably been smoking too. I used to weed myself. I ain't ashamed to say it. You got to tell your testimony.
Yes,
because
yes,
this is like you don't tell somebody else. Somebody else is already told. Nobody can tell me. I know what I'm talking about. I know what I'm talking about. God is real.
Yes, he is.
And God said, come to the throne with hope and confess your sin. Romans 10:19 said, that if thou confess the Lord with thy mouth and shall believe in thy heart that God is raised, thou shalt be saved. If you ought to ask yourself this morning, is you saved? Yeah, we worry about how it rained. Tell me, who is rain? I ain't coming out to no church. What if God says rain? I ain't gonna wake you up this morning. What you gonna do? You gonna lay right there. We worry about who. If we act like we're gonna get melted, we're gonna get melted if you get wet. Man, we used to walk in the mall. We used to walk to South Alexander Elementary in the rain, didn't we? And the more BBT, remember the more BBT chickens we had on? Man, he's coming out the soul and everything.
Good old
God. And then we come home, we had to chop that wood. Yeah, we had to chop wood.
For the heater.
For the heater. You know Tall Sammy didn't play that. Don't you? They hear these children here want to ease the street. Everything they want their hang out. Take me in the wood. Take me here. Nigga, you better get your behind out there. What? The motherfucker said, what's wrong with you? You crazy. I'm gonna take you know it. They was teaching us how to be independent.
Amen.
So we wouldn't have to depend on nobody else. And that's why I tell my wife, I'm depending on you and your money.
Yeah.
I'm independent. She'll tell you that now. I'm depending on her.
You have to.
Gotta be crazy. I'm depending and leaning on Jesus Christ. My Bible says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not into thy own understanding, but in all thy ways and not, and he will direct thy path. That's what my Bible
says.
And if I'm talking to you, if it hits you, just say, I can keep on going. Because that's what the Bible, this is what this is. This is the word, this is the medicine for your soul. You shouldn't sit up there if I say something to you and get mad. You ought to thank God that somebody's trying to help you. That's all. Help. You get mad, fall out with people, and stop speaking to people. Man, you head straight to hell.
Yes, you
will. One-way ticket. Jesus here. Back to the text as I go.
Right.
The Bible says, now look here. Notice what Jesus said. He was bronze human, and he was divine. Okay? He was perfect, and he had no sin. But the Pharisees always tried to find fault in Jesus. Come here with me. If you're trying to do something constructive, they're always trying to find fault in you. Let me tell you something. That car wash I got, I know it's a lot of people wish that car wash was stolen, but guess what? If God got his hand on it, it don't look that much, but if God is in it, I'm going to say that, if God is in it,
come on now.
If God is in something, you got to get out of the way and leave it alone, because you won't get burned. You better ask Pharaoh. You better ask Nebuchadnezzar. You better ask all the other wicked kings that's in the Bible about trying to mess with God. You better ask King Ahaziah when he up there talking about go see Beelzebub. That's 2 Kings chapter 1. And the Bible says God spoke to Elijah and told him, said, don't tell him that he's not coming down off that bed. He's seeking on a word of God. Why he ain't seeking me? And he died right there.
2
Kings chapter 1, go read it for yourself. That's Elijah said, if it ain't a God in heaven, let fire come down. Fire came down. He said it again, if it ain't a God in heaven, let fire come down. Fire came down. But the third group had some sins. They fell and I said, oh, we believe you. Some of us ain't got sense to get out of shower rain. And if you feel well, even if it's me.
Lord, hallelujah.
But Jesus, yeah.
Jesus, have mercy.
Look at the chick. Oh, I love Jesus. Bible said, he told Peter, notice what his weapon was. Pray. That's what I'm trying to tell you, Brian. Pray. The devil meant evil for you, Brian. But God meant good for you. Within a year, you're going to be running for the Lord.
Hallelujah.
What?
Amen.
Oh, you know I know. Because everything I told you in that office, it came to me. Everything I told you.